RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
So you and I, Michelle, really like that outfit. I mean, that amazing article from the New York Times. It was in the fashion section. It was called Alopecia, Four Women Bond Over the Beauty in Their Baldness. Whoa, it just totally hit home. The pictures were amazing, and now we have the author, Helen Phillips. And Helen is a graduate of Yale and Brooklyn College MFA program. She's an assistant professor of creative writing at Brooklyn College. Her latest book is entitled The Beautiful Bureaucrat. Boy, is she a talented
writer.
Love that name.
Loved
the piece. All right, Helen, welcome to Her Radio. Let's talk about this issue of alopecia, which is a fancy way of saying you've lost your hair, you lost part of your hair. Describe your journey and why you decided to write this piece. What really struck you about this?
Well, I lost all of my hair when I was 11 years old due to alopecia, and it was, as you can imagine, quite traumatic at that age. And I wore wigs for many, many years. And then when I went to college, I started wearing scarves. I was a little more comfortable. I didn't feel the need to totally cover myself. And then the same week that my first book, And Yet They Were Happy, came out, I decided to stop wearing anything on my head at all. There was a real correlation between the fact that I had revealed myself in my writing. It seemed silly to then cover up my head. So my writing life and my baldness have been very connected all along the way. And then when I had the opportunity, I was thinking that this was something I'd always really wanted to write about. And then this New York Times opportunity came up to write something for them, and I was so excited to be able to dive into this material.
And you've done such a great job. The article was amazing. Tell me and tell the listeners, what was the most challenging, and what is the most challenging thing about not having hair?
Well, there are sort of two answers to that question. Initially, of course, the challenge was that I felt like a freak, and I felt terribly self-conscious, as anyone does at age 11, but of course I felt even more so. And I felt that I would never have a normal life, that I would never have boyfriends or husband or children or any of those things that I do now have. That was the hardest part initially. But now that I'm over all of that, the hardest part by far is not having eyebrows or eyelashes. So I want everyone out there to be very grateful for your eyebrows and eyelashes. They play a critical role in keeping dust and sun out of your eyes. So my biggest problem is that I just get grit in my eyes a lot, and they're very sensitive to the sun.
That's so interesting.
Oh, that's amazing. Isn't it?
And I would not have thought that.
Eyebrows.
Yeah.
Eyelashes, eyebrows.
Well, you know, as a physician, and you wrote about this beautifully in your piece, you know, everyone thinks that you're in chemotherapy or, you know, and you've lost all of this instead of an autoimmune process, that this was chemotherapeutic. And I see that eyelash, eyebrow, nails, by the way, and hair situation go on all the time. And it's a real challenge. You know, it's interesting. You went on to... you know, you've got a beautiful family. You're married to Adam Douglas Thompson, who is an artist, and you have two children. How did you get over all of that to be able to, you know, establish this life? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because of the word hope. I think a lot of women out there look at their hair as this big, you know, piece, a huge element of their sensuality, their sexuality, their womanness, and there you are. So, help them. What words of advice?
Well, I guess what I would say is that the thing that holds you back when you first lose your hair, or really when you have any physical thing that makes you feel so self-conscious, or anything at all that makes you feel self-conscious, I think is the fear of other people's judgment of you. The fear of ridicule or bullying. And I was scared of that for so many years. So I'm now 23 years into my journey as a bald woman. So part of it is time. But the really critical realization for me was that the world is not unkind. I was afraid that if I walked around bald, I would get made fun of. I was afraid that people would say mean and nasty things. And the truth is, people say, you look awesome, you go girl, you're so brave. That's the feedback that I get from the world. It's not so the world is kinder than you think, and once you believe that and you can walk out with confidence and share your strengths with the world, people reflect back at you the confidence that you give to them, if that makes sense. The comfort that I have with myself, I reflect that to people, and they reflect it back at me. So you don't need to be scared of the judgment of others.
Oh, I love that whole issue. You just take it. I just love that. Establish a judgment-free zone, you know, and in your head, just get on out there and be as confident as possible. Absolutely marvelous.
So, Helen, I have to ask you this. I think I know what the answer is going to be, but I'm going to ask anyway. What is the best thing about not having hair?
The best thing about not having hair is that it's my brand now. I feel like it's such a deep part of who I am. And I am a writer living in New York. There are a lot of us writers living in New York, and I feel like it makes me stand out. People remember me. So this thing, which once seemed like it would be a terrible detriment to my future, has actually become one of my biggest assets. And aside from that issue of the physical advantage of it and the ability to be remembered. Also, from such a young age, I've had to overcome this challenge, and that has given me the ability to be myself in a way that I don't think I would have had otherwise.
Oh, I just think that also creates such a marvelous place to really grow and become strong. You know, in the face of adversity, we're all going to get kicked down, you know, with all kinds of interesting challenges in life. The question is, how quickly can you regroup? What's astounding in your case is you were diagnosed with alopecia, which is an autoimmune disorder, at such a young age. And you had to adapt at such a young age, and at a critical time, you know, when you're pre-adolescent and there's tons of judgment, et cetera. So that must have been an amazing challenge for you, right, Helen?
It was a very dark time for me, and I can speak about my hair loss so breezily now, but I did not feel breezy about it for many, many years. I felt so much like I had a dark secret. I felt very much like I was in the closet, like I had to hide something from everyone around me. But I will say I had something else in my life that gave me real perspective on the issue. My older sister was severely handicapped due to the neurological disorder Rett syndrome.
Yes.
So I was living with someone who had a very serious disability.
Wow. And you know what that does? And that's brilliant, because what it does is it helps you reframe everything. It's all then relative to what? And so you say to yourself, well, she has this very tough situation, and you have yours, but relatively speaking, you can handle this. You can do it. And I think that in its own amazing life journey way, it really helped you to be able to develop that survivorship and that stress resilience at a very, very tough time in your life. Because alopecia will strike, you know, at any time.
Any time.
Absolutely any time. And it doesn't have to be total alopecia. It could just be, you know, partial, and it can spring up. So, yeah, there's ways of getting around this all the way around. So we absolutely love this discussion, and I knew it would be very special. Everyone, the name of the article in the New York Times was Alopecia, Four Women Bond Over the Beauty and Their Baldness. The author is our wonderful guest today, Helen Phillips, and I highly recommend that you go to her website, helencphillips.com. Learn more about her marvelous writing. Well done, Helen, and thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
And don't forget to pick up Helen's book, The Beautiful Bureaucrat. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.